Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us as we begin our new study of the future of Islam. That is, the future of Islam in America, the future of Islam in Europe, the future of Islam in planet Earth. And this is our study. They expose the propaganda of another person who claims to be a Christian, a good Catholic, an American. And this is Professor John Esposito. Now we ask the question, who is John Esposito? This is a professor who gives a lecture by the title, The Future of Islam, at the University of Kentucky. And believe it or not, the introduction to his speech was 7 long minutes by a Muslim man by the name Hassan. It is very important to know that there are plenty of those who speak with high authority, that is position and place and education, for the Muslims. And those are what we call useful idiots. I remind you of the first time I used that expression when I talked about our president, that is President George W. Bush. It was just simply 4 days after September 11th, and he spoke on the behalf of the Muslims as a useful idiot. I don't believe Mr. George W. Bush has read the Quran or understood anything about the teaching of Muhammad in the Hadith, or if he have any clue what Muslims are all about. But he spoke in that Islamic Center in Washington, D.C., and there he told American people, Islam is love, Islam is peace. President George W. Bush assured the American people that these hijackers have nothing to do with Islam. And it is the same with Professor John Esposito. Dr. Esposito will do exactly what the Muslims desire for him to do. That is, painting a beautiful picture of Islam as if there was nothing wrong about Islam, even though in the entire speech and for the question and answer session, he did not give us any evidence of his claims concerning Islam. That is, he did not quote for us the words of Allah in the Quran, nor the teachings of Muhammad in the Hadith. But miraculously, he is an expert on Islam. And because he was silent about anything being wrong with Islam, we come to the conclusion that Islam is innocent of the Muslims and what the Muslims are doing. Instead of him teaching his students or his audience in general about Islam, he's actually mocking Catholicism as a Catholic man. He is blaming everything and everybody for why we see the evil of the radical Muslims. And he assured his audience that there is nothing wrong with Islam. I'm amazed that a man with such a high education knows nothing about Islam. Or maybe he knows it very well, but he sold his soul to the devil to give America to the Muslims. My hopes and my prayers is for all of you, our dear audience, is to listen to this lecture about the future of Islam by Professor John Esposito and how we will critique it for the purpose of learning, having the spirit of discernment to know it is not because somebody who has a high position somewhere in some college or because he has written many books or because he has so many degrees that means he's telling us the truth. Because we know the deception comes from the devil himself, Satan, Allah, the best deceiver. And deception can be given by all those who claim to be Baptist, Presbyterian, Lutheran, Catholic, name it. They're all used by the Muslims as useful idiots for the hope that Muslims will take over America. And that's exactly, once again, the future of Muslims in America and around the world. They will take over planet Earth. As long as we continue to be ignorant about those who speak about Islam or what they are speaking about concerning Islam. And without further ado, here is the gentleman who introduced to us our professor, John Esposito.
Good evening and welcome. This program is part of UK's Art and Science Passport program where every year they focus on one country, one area, and have a 4 year of lectures, activities, programs concerning that one area. We've done South Africa, we've done Russia, Mexico last year, and this year, for the full academic year, we will focus on the year of the Middle East. We've already had our kickoff, our first event, Kosher Soul, but this is one of our first major events of this year of the Middle East. And so I want to first thank Arts and Science and UK for this opportunity to hold these series of activities.
So obviously this study is taking place at the University of Kentucky. They talked about different subjects in the past, but for this year, 2014, they will emphasize on the Middle East. And guess what? They're going to be talking about the Middle East, but Islam. And I'm surprised. Why would they not talk about Christianity? Since there were Christians there in the Middle East before the Muslims invaded the Middle East and took over our land. But that was not obviously on the agenda of Kentucky University, for this meeting was set with the hope of brainwashing our children concerning the topic of Islam. So this gentleman is thankful for the school, that is the University of Kentucky, to give him and his Muslim family the entire year to teach our students whatever they wished without any objections. You will never hear a speaker like myself who will stand in that school to say what you're teaching is not true. As a matter of fact, that reminds me, years ago when I was at New Orleans Baptist Theological Seminary, and they were doing what we call Christian-Muslim dialogue. When you hear about a meeting titled Christian-Muslim dialogue, you may think it is a wonderful thing. Why don't we allow Christian and Muslim students at any university to have a dialogue to learn about Christianity and Islam? But what was happening in that week? It was simply Muslims brainwashing the Christian students at the University of New Orleans. Well, me and another friend from Egypt by the name Nashat went to that meeting. And surprise, surprise, we were there like, I believe, the fourth day. And the students could not have somebody to defend Christianity, to expose the lies of Islam. And when I have the opportunity in the question and answer session, I raise up my hand. I made a couple comments and I asked one question which ended the propaganda of the speaker, who was Dr. Sahar, who spoke on the topic of women in Islam. I asked her if she knew where the source of her information about the topic. I asked her if she can find us any verses in the Quran to support what she was teaching. Obviously, she did not have an answer. And then, on the spot, I read 4 or 5 verses from the Quran, which taught the opposite of what she was trying to brainwash our students with. Well, guess what happened in the last day? That is the final day. I was in another session, and I was sitting in the back like the previous day. And at the time of Q&A, I raised my hand to ask a question, like any of the audience in the school auditorium. But surprise, surprise, another gentleman who was sitting next to me talked to me in the Arabic language, and he told me, put your hand down. And I said to him in English, what do you mean I put my hand down? He spoke to me once again in the Arabic language, and he said, you're not going to ask any question. I said, well, what do you mean I'm not going to ask any question in the English language? And I spoke loud enough that all the students who were sitting around me heard what exactly he's doing and heard my answer. I said, it is a question answer session. I have the right to ask a question. You know what he said? If you don't put your hand down, I will call the authority. These are the campus police at New Orleans University, and they will remove you and you will be arrested and thrown in jail because I was there to disturb their agenda. I am stopping the Muslims for brainwashing our children in the University of New Orleans. And believe it or not, he's right. And I know he's not bluffing because I could not make my question because lots of other students, Muslims, other ones, surround me and they literally stopped me from speaking. And I had to sit quietly because I know I will be arrested and I'll be thrown in some jail because all it takes is some liberal person in charge in the school, he will give the okay for me to be arrested and some liberal judge to maybe throw me in jail for a few days.
As a disturber of peace.
Or what we call Islamophobic. Or whatever names they give to me. But as you see here in this study with Dr. John Esposito, he is an American, a good Catholic. He will be speaking on the behalf of the Muslims. So you will not have any objection. You see, the destruction of America
through the brainwashing of our students
by the propaganda Islam
is not actually done by the Muslims, but by the American professors.
And who's going to say that Professor John is not qualified to do that? After all, as you're going to see in the introduction here, he is very well qualified.
He is a great advisor all the way to the White House to educate all of us about the topic of Islam.
Who will stand to speak against him? And guess what? The Muslims in the University of Kentucky are not going to be talking for a week like I have seen it in New Orleans University, but for the entire year. They got all the time they need to make sure that the students who will leave the study about the Middle East for sure
will fall in love with the Middle East
and, more important, fall in love with Muhammad and Islam.
Muslims claim that the Quran is the final revelation of Allah to mankind, a perfect book given to us through Muhammad. Islam challenges that, upon reading the Quran, the seeker is at once convinced that it is the very word of Allah. Muslims declare that no mere man could have written such a perfect collection of verses, covering a wide variety of topics, events, and doctrines. Within the pages of the Quran, one will find familiar events and people such as the creation, the flood, Adam and Eve, Noah, Abraham, Moses, and Jesus. But even the casual reader will notice distinct and striking differences between the Quranic and the much older biblical accounts of the same topics. Muslim apologists will contend that it is the Bible which has been corrupted. The Straight Wave Grace Ministry is pleased to announce the release of a challenging and thought-provoking two-volume book series titled Exposing the Truth About the Quran. Containing over 800 pages of detailed research, the author examines these claims through careful comparisons of Quranic, biblical, historical, and archaeological records. The reader will soon discover that the Quran does not even agree with itself and is completely at odds with biblical and historical accounts. Exposing the Truth About the Quran, Volumes 1 and 2, are available now. After 14 centuries of blind adherence, now is the time for critical and thoughtful examination. Visit us online at www.thestraightway.org to order your copy today. Case discounts are also available. And now, back to our show.
Well, let's go back to the gentleman who introduced our speaker for this study, Professor John Esposito.
And we are so honored and thankful to have as our first major lecturer, Dr. Professor John Esposito, who undoubtedly is one of the world-renowned scholars of Islam.
We're not talking about a Muslim jihadi of CARE or ISNA or any Muslim organization in America. We're talking about a Christian professor, Dr. John Esposito. And how he introduced him in the first sentence, he is one of the most renowned scholar of Islam. Do you know that John Esposito does not know how to read two words in Arabic? All the words he knows in Arabic, he just memorizes them and say them from his head. And as you listen to his lecture here in Kentucky University, you will be surprised to find out that Professor John Esposito has never quoted a verse from the Quran. He never quoted a statement of Muhammad in the Hadith. He will never support any of the hogwash he teaches about Islam by any evidence from the holy books, between quotation, of Islam. You just take my word for it. And he's the top scholar who talk about the subject of Islam, even though he knows nothing about Islam. I'm not kidding you. He knows nothing about Islam. Similar to all those who speak positively about Islam. If it is James White
or Professor Todd Green or anyone who speaks positively about Islam. If you ever attend any of these meetings, trust me, they will never quote verses from the Quran. And if they do, they call the early Mecki abrogated verses. if Professor John Esposito is one of the top scholars of Islam, why can't he debate me? Or why can't he debate any of the Muslims who left Islam and became Christian? Why can't he defend Islam using the Quran and Muhammad's teachings instead of his hogwash academic talk, which we hear and we learn in our universities in America? As a matter of fact, now we teach it to our children, even in our high schools. This propaganda Islam is the destruction of America. That is a Trojan horse. That is how Muslims are going to first steal our children. Second, they will steal our country. And sadly, the agents, which is used to help the Muslims to take over America, are the ones whom I call the useful idiots. Trust me, John Esposito has no clue what he's doing all these years to open our universities, to open even some of the big Catholic schools to teach the hogwash propaganda Islam. I'm not against teaching Islam in our public schools. I'm not against teaching Islam in our universities, but I want us to learn Islam, not the propaganda hogwash Islam. Well, let's go back to the gentleman who introduced Professor John Esposito.
We are so honored to have him in our presence. Professor Esposito is Italian-American. Some of the things maybe you don't know about him, he was raised in Brooklyn, New York, in a traditional Italian-American family, in a traditional Italian-American neighborhood.
I think he got this information from the NSA, but we won't go there.
The CIA and NSA are all wonderful sources of information, John. You should know that. And he was the first in his family actually to graduate from high school, let alone college. Another thing you might not know about John Esposito is that he spent 10 years in a monastery training to be a priest, Catholic priest. He left the monastery at age 24 to pursue an academic career in theology, Catholic theology. And he received his master's in theology from St. John's College. And then he went to Temple University to get a PhD in Catholicism. But then he hit a bump in the road. As he was pursuing his degree in Catholicism, he had to choose another religion. And he happened to take a course by a professor named Ismail Faruqi. And that changed his life.
Professor John Esposito was studying to be a priest. He lived in a monastery for 10 years. He entered the monastery at the age of 14, and he left at the age of 24. And then he studied more in the Catholic faith. But then we learned about the great bump in the road. Why was there a bump in the road? Because that great Christian theologian who's studying to have the doctorate degree had to study some other religion. And guess what? He chose to study for another religion. It was Islam. Do you think in all his studies he learned any truths about Islam from Islamic sources? Of course, the answer is no. Do you think he learned the Arabic language so he can really know Islam from its original sources? Of course, the answer is still no. Even when he spoke about his own denomination, the Catholic Church, he did not tell the truth about what took place in his church history. But he learned Islam from a Muslim professor by the name Ismaili Faruqi. This Muslim professor, who was sent to America for the hope to bring the new leaders of the Americans, Catholic or Baptist or whatever denominations you go to use them as useful idiots for the destruction of America. Muslims are so smart. They are way, way, way ahead of us, and we have no clue what they have been doing in America for the last 50 years or so. Yes, indeed, it was a bump on the road. It's a bump on the road for our Professor John Esposito, the good Italian young man who is the first in his family to have the high school degree or college degree or even the doctorate degree to learn about Islam. And you find out how much Ismail Faruqi has influenced or brainwashed Professor Esposito to the point that we no longer need Ismail Farouk in America because we got John Esposito and James White and many others. Do you remember the study we have done in the past about Dr. James White? This is the Baptist theologian, the Christian man who believed in the Bible. Do you know what was the source for why James White lost his mind to speak the truth about Islam? Because he also met with another Muslim leader, a one who taught him Islam. James White did not learn Islam from the Quran or from the Hadith or from any Christian theologian who knows Islam. No, he learned his Islam from Imam Yasir Qadhi. That is the same bump on the road as in the case of Professor John Esposito. And believe me, my friends, if you investigate all liberals and all wacko Christians, and I call them wacko because they are wacko, all of them were planted. They were trained, educated, say brainwashed by some Muslim jihadi for the hope that the day will come and they will lead the brainwashing of the following generation all over America, if it is in the church that is the liberal churches or our universities. And once again, don't forget, no one will expose or will critique or will challenge Christian people like Dr. James White or Dr. John Esposito because the people of America trust them. They are there for the destruction of America without even knowing what they're doing. That's why we call them useful idiots. And to continue in our study of the future of Islam, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from Him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and He cannot allow sin into His heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.